Good afternoon. Most of the region is drying out nicely behind Isaias as it tracks deeper into southeastern Canada and away from the region. Sunshine is tending to mix with some fair weather cumulus clouds from I-90 south, while to the north, we're tracking a line of scattered showers and maybe even a burst of rain through the Adirondacks and the upper Champlain Valley. These scattered showers will continue to drift through northern New York and Vermont for the afternoon period. The rest of the region will be completely dry and with a mix of sun and clouds and comfortable humidity along with a nice breeze. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s as high pressure builds in. That high pressure center will dominate the weather into the day on Thursday across the region with mostly sunny skies, pleasant humidity, and high temperatures close to the 80 degree mark. At this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure from the mid-Atlantic region south of Long Island and out over the open Atlantic Thursday night and Friday. On this track, some clouds will build into southernmost New York and New England with the opportunity for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms closer to the coast, but with that strong high overhead, the rest of the region should remain dry and high temperatures will be in the lower 80s. Right now, the weekend is looking dry with mostly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday and highs pushing back into the middle 80s. The next disturbance will approach for the early part of next week and will introduce the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms back into the picture on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today after leaving a trail of wind damage, power outages, and both coastal and inland flooding, a quieter day weather-wise is expected for the east today as Isaias makes its way into Canada as a post-tropical cyclone. Farther south, across the mid-Atlantic and southeast, a stalled front will lead to scattered showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days. Especially considering the already wet ground, a few instances of flash flooding could occur with these storms, and a marginal risk of excessive rainfall is in place. As the salt front stretches west into the lower Mississippi Valley and the plains, scattered thunderstorms are possible in those areas as well. The highest risk for severe weather in the central high plains, where the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk in place today. And another hot day is expected for the southwest into the southern high plains with temperatures over 100 degrees. Readings a few degrees above normal are expected for the Great Basin, and an elevated risk of fire danger and red flag warnings are in effect for portions of the southwest toward the central Great Basin and central Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 99 set in 1955, and the record low 43 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with the slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with a slight risk of a shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, low humidity, highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days and highs in the middle and upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.